How you guys doing?
Relief.
Good.
Yeah, just a little.
So, you finally got the first goal, and then by the half you were down 2-1. What did you say to the team at halftime?
I told them, first thing I said was, we're going to win this game. I'm not going to panic, and neither are you guys. We've created some great opportunities. Their first goal was very questionable. I thought, honestly, I thought our goalkeeper was taken out of that ball that she came up for. And then the second one was a ball we lost in the midfield, and then two of our players were, one was laying down actually fixing her shin guards, and the other player was right next to the ball. They threw it over their heads, the ball comes in, so it's kind of a mental mistake that we've been making all season long. But aside from that, they didn't create much. We were being dangerous. I liked the way we were playing, and I told them we were going to come out here and win this game in the second half, and fortunately enough, we did.
Obviously, it must have given you guys a huge lift to get that equalizer so quickly.
That's always important. When you're down, whether it's 2-1 or 3-1, it's coming out and scoring within the first 5-10 minutes, because then you're right back in the game, and anything can happen after that. Then also, it gives you a lot more confidence of the team knew that we could come back out here, and they believed in themselves, and we ended up getting the win.
It seems like the team, just in general, I mean, talking to Tiffany here, she's talking about kind of this renewed sense of confidence and how everybody's kind of on the same page. Is that just kind of an effect of time of getting to know each other, or is there something else that has been happening to contribute to that?
A combination of that, of the, obviously the players getting comfortable with each other, and switching from a 4-3-3 to a 4-4-2. Once we lost Candace, we went through a spell there trying to learn a new formation, plugging in the right players, the right positions, and I think it's really worked out for us in these last 3-4 games. You've seen that. I mean, against LA, I thought we had a great performance. Against St. Louis, we were excellent in that first half. Ran out of steam in the second half. And then out here, once again, I think we dominated the game. So it's more of a new formation and plugging in players in the right places. That's worked out for us.
How much it seemed like Leslie Osborne just seemed like she changed the game for you guys a little bit in the second half. I mean, obviously, you get the early goal, but just from a tempo standpoint, it seemed like for the rest of the game, you guys were on top of them.
Well, right. I mean, I thought we did that also in the first half, but the difference was in the first half, we weren't winning the loose balls in the midfield and the balls that were getting knocked out of the box, and Leslie does that very well. She's tackles, she's always in the right place at the right time, and that's exactly what I asked her to do in the second half, and all of a sudden you saw that loose balls in the midfield more often than not. She ended up with it, and then we were able to start the attack. She also does an exceptional job of switching the point of attack, and we lacked that a little bit in the first half. And she brought that to the game in the second half, and it just added winning loose balls, 50-50 balls, and switching the point of attack, and then I think everything else kind of came together.
You made a few changes to your starting lineup today with Barnhart and Osborne and Robinson all coming off the bench. So what was your thought process behind that?
With Allison and Whitworth was to give her another opportunity to play. We were out of the playoff hunt, and she's been exceptional for us all season long, and I wanted her to play in front of our fans, and I had all the confidence in the world, so it had to do with that. And also Barnhart has been battling a sinus infection. Mm-hmm. Sinus infection, but that regardless if she had a sinus infection or not, that was the plan, is just to give Whit an opportunity to play. And with Arakawa, it was Japan Day, and I wanted really to put her on the field, because she does an excellent job for us all the time. She still has a difficult time finishing and scoring goals, but she brings a lot to the table, and I wanted to have her out there to really, you know, show some stuff for her fans. So I think she did well, and so it had to do with that. Anyone else? Oh, and Massengill, outside right back, which I thought was phenomenal all game long. I told her I was very proud of her. It was also giving her an opportunity to start and play. She hadn't had a chance to do that all season long. And, you know, she really made the most of it. I told her that... I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Sorry. You know, she just came in and really did everything we asked her to do. And more.
What about Joker starting and getting that goal?
And Jokerst. Jokerst was another player that hasn't had that many starts for us. And she's been playing a little bit out of position because obviously we have Leslie Osborne in there, and that's a difficult player to really play over. So I told Kim, I'm going to give you a start at holy mid where you feel most comfortable. You haven't had a chance. Prove to me that you belong in this league. And she has our goal and played strong in that first half. But, you know, she brings kind of an attacking mentality into the game and gets forward a little bit more than Leslie. But Leslie also does a little bit better job defensively. So even though we needed the goal in the second half, I knew we would still create opportunities, but we needed to kind of seal that middle, and that's what Leslie did for us.
That game-winning goal, I mean, seemed like it had eyes. Is that just that little bit of luck that, you know, maybe you've been missing a little bit over the course of the season?
We've been missing all season long. So it goes back to, I told the team, I'm like, okay, I'm excited, but let's not celebrate too much because this is how I think quite a few of our games this season should have gone, and we're going to finish strong. We're going to get two more wins. But, yeah, when things go your way, that ball goes in, that one hits the post and comes back to our goalkeeper. That's the difference, and we haven't necessarily had those bounces go our way.
Thanks, Coach. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.